Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today my co-host is Otto Loos.
Hello, John.
We're back for the final segment, which is the Christina Liu Show. But, and I don't know how we're going to be able to do this going forward because it's going to take a math genius. But we are 42 days from Christina's birthday and 323 from her next.
I don't know. I'm into this, John. I like this countdown.
We have to start. I don't know at what point we're going to say goodbye to the old and hello to
we
the new.
Can't. You started, now we can't stop it.
But that's it. We have to keep everybody informed.
This last one was a big one, though.
Oh, it was a big one. It was a big one.
It was so big that I have two photo albums that are like 500 pages each. So it's
Do you really?
Yes. I brought it into work the other day, and everyone was very impressed.
I don't think Bill Clinton, when he was in office, had as much birthday celebration.
I know. My husband's like, babe, we're running out of space. This is getting out of control. But it's all good things, right? You got to celebrate the fun things.
I agree 100%. If you don't do that, what are you doing it for?
Exactly.
Talking about celebration, last week, Judy on Monday was at the Great Neck Social Center where they do a post-Mother's Day luncheon.
Yes.
It had to be 130. I mean, it was sold out. It didn't cost anything, but it was a full house where Judy gave proclamations to four of the ladies from the center. They picked the women who just do so much. And it's so nice to be recognized. I mean, people want that. Judy is one of those people that, you know, she takes the time to show up for these things. And the four recipients were just so honored that she would come. It was a wonderful day. We had lunch and everything else. It was wonderful.
Great. That's good. And then, you know, tie into all these celebrations. This weekend is the 6th annual Asian American Festival, which is going to be on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park.
That's where it is.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's as I said, it's a beautiful, beach. So it's definitely going to be quite the event. There'll be music. There's food from all different countries. I think there's going to be food from China, from India, Japan, Pakistan, and Korea. And it's just going to be interesting. You get like a little bit of culture. You get food. I mean, who doesn't love that?
Oh no, I agree.
And there'll be Chinese lion dancers. There'll be there's these beautiful Korean dresses. That'll be their henna tattoos will be offered, and it's just they'll be fun. You can buy things and just make an afternoon of it.
You know, and for the non-Asian Americans who live in North Hempstead, it's really not a bad thing to learn a little more about the people who are moving into our community.
Yeah. Really.
Well, North Hempstead is such a melting pot. There's so much here in this town that it behooves people to, one, move into the town, and two, then meet your neighbor.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, I've gone to one. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yes. They're amazing.
It was wonderful.
And
it really was.
I mean, it's fun for, like I said, for all ages, and it's
a
free event.
You're going to be dancing tomorrow?
I might be. Listen, that's a surprise guest. So everyone come by, and we'll see if Christina dances it out. But
it's Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Sunday. It's a good thing.
No, Saturday.
When you said
tomorrow.
I'm saying, she's dancing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 6. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a $10 parking fee, but the event itself is
It's well worth it. There's no question. And this is the type of thing you should come early, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you show up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
These things sell out. They really do. And then you're parking, which you can, across
the
street
and
around
food,
the town.
You know, I mean, community service, I hear them, making all the arrangements for things.
One
and the food is going to be amazing. All these local restaurants are going to be catering and stuff. So
on the parking, I believe you can get a season's parking pass for $25.
Oh.
And that covers you if you go to Fun Day,
Any
Monday,
yeah,
or go to the beach, or just
there you
go there for
so
a
make,
walk.
Really?
You get one of those, and they put a sticker on your car, and can go at any time.
Right. That's what I said. You know, there's so many events.
I didn't know that. That's
great. $10 for one event.
Right. No, there's something.
And there's a lot going on there this summer, so it's definitely
during the course. My
family reunion.
We could all go to Otto's family reunion. What date is that, Otto?
When is
August?
Oh, there we go.
You have it down there?
I do, in Jankowski Pavilion.
That's the one at the very end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so nice. So call through on one if you want to go to Otto's reunion.
Right.
The weather's a little bad.
Let me just ask you a question, not
go
to go off subject. Do you have to rent that or you just reserve it?
It's $100, I think, for the day.
Oh, that's so nice. That's amazing. Yeah.
I had no idea what the system is. That's a great opportunity for people to get together like that. You have the beach.
Yeah.
I love it because there's grass, too.
That's what's nice about it is that you're able, it's kind of like a park and a beach hybrid.
Bathrooms.
Which is nice.
We use it. We bring volleyball stuff along.
Oh, that's
We've done it about 5 years now.
That's very nice.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
There we go, a little plug. So if you have any questions, call if you want to go to Otto's reunion, you know.
I was just going to say, and Otto will pay for parking for that.
Now, I have a little side deal for my reunion.
No, that's a great sharing.
For $25 a person.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm just kidding. Everyone should definitely go because it's a great day. And I mean, this weekend is just full. The town is also co-sponsoring the Arts and Music Festival, Portfest, at Schreiber High School on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that'll also be there. So if you know you have, if you want to go there, you want to go to Asian Fest, you can kind of do both. And then on Sunday, there's going to be the stop event, which is the stop throwing out the pollutants at Tully Park from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. where you can, you know, take all your things to be shredded, you know, if you have any pharmaceuticals that need to be, you know, disposed of appropriately, or whatever other garbage you have. I know they even take some clothing donations. You can call 311 for a list of everything that goes on there. But
just, I'm sorry,
they
Adam.
They do shredding there?
Yes. There's the giant truck that comes, the shredding truck.
You'll watch it happen.
And it is. It's really funny, you know.
That's a good thing to know.
It is. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's your residential shredding. Obviously, you know, we can't have offices coming with all of their paperwork and stuff. But what's nice is that you literally could sit there and, you know, watch all of your things be shredded, which is good because it's nerve wracking. You know, you never know. You get scared, you know, with especially with identity theft and all these things now that, you know, you're able to actually watch it. Because we were talking about this thing a couple of weeks ago with one of the other co-hosts, and we said, you know, it's great to have those personal home shredders. I said, but me personally, like, you know, it burns out in like 2 seconds with all the things that I'm shredding. So this way, you could have a little box and then just bring it to the stop event.
And these shredders are almost like pulverizers.
They are.
Oh, you're not winding up with like 10 strips. These things just, it goes through. Yeah. Some of it becomes dust. I mean, I'm talking.
I think that's great.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah. Actually, just in reference to that, I want to acknowledge both Judy, of course, for always doing stuff in the town, but Erin and Igor from Swama. And Erin from Sustainability, who were at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation a couple of weeks ago, set up containers for disposal of stuff like this, you know, push this date for people to come, but did a tremendous job on bringing people aware of the environment that's ours to take care
of. We've had Igor on. We used to have, you know, we're going to have them back on also to talk about these things. Because there's so many little things, you know, in the North Hempstead, there's such little, you know, eco-friendly things you could do. Just like, you know, we always say, you know, if you just do one thing, you know, not everyone's saying, I mean, it gets crazy, you try and do everything. But it's great. I just think there's very innovative things that
go on. I'm really caught up in the shredding because I think it's a good thing. I got involved with having to clean out stuff that somebody left with bills that go back 25 years ago. And it would be much better if you brought these things to the shredder.
That's what I said. It's wonderful because you can just put in, and there's they offer so many of them, you know, at all different dates. If you want a list of everything, you just call 311. But like I said, you know, it's easier than sitting there with the little thing. You know, it's great, you know, if you have a couple little papers to shred. But I'm telling you, it burns out or I'm jamming something, you know, something's going on. So that's why you just have a box and you just bring it down and, you know.
And those people that want to are getting better and better at stealing your identity.
Right.
You don't know what you're throwing in the street.
Like, you know, it has a twofold benefit. You know, you're protecting your identity. Mm-hmm. You're getting rid of all the clutter because, I mean, papers. Yeah, I look at my own house. Papers can, you know, come like what just happened, you know. So.
Well, the paperless society is a bit of a myth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
Complete myth.
I know. I get it, too. It's a nerve-wracking thing. You know, to go completely paperless is a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, no,
even for my own self. You know, I haven't gone fully paperless, but a little bit.
We're looking at paper.
I know.
Yeah, no,
I'm a paper
person.
Hard.
It's
very hard for
me. It's hard. It really is.
Yeah.
And it piles up fast.
Yep.
But also on Sunday, there's going to be, as we had just want to promote it again, is the live radio play presentation of All About Eve. So I just really want to encourage everyone to go. You know, the guests that we had earlier were absolutely amazing.
I agree.
It's just,
Kate and
it's
Clyde.
Just fun.
It was
they're fun, great, and it really is. I've gone to them. They're fun. It's a fun day. And like I said, it's a beautiful campus. There's a Starbucks. You could have lunch. You could, you know, do whatever. And if you're a PI member, you receive 20% off the ticket. So definitely, you know, call up. You can call 311 if you want more information, or you can call the station directly at 516-299-2222. 2683, you know, to talk about the discounted tickets. So.
It's a form of entertainment that you wouldn't normally think of. And,
yeah, and it's really interesting. And my favorite, too, is, you know, I was laughing when you were saying earlier, where the commercials that they do in between are just, it's fun. You know, you see like a little table of all the different props, and it's just, it's real, and they're so talented. So it's,
well, to
it's
look,
definitely.
Look at history.
Yeah. It
of
is.
The entertainment world.
Oh, yeah, no. The concept is tremendous.
No, and the Port Washington Play Troupe, they're just really amazing.
That's a good group of people.
I've
gone to some
very,
of the stuff
talented.
There. In fact, even Kim Kamen,
yes.
who's director of BT Business Tourism and Development Corporation for the town, has been, I've seen her in different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, because she was in the one I saw. I saw Casablanca here last year, and she was
oh,
in
okay.
One,
so I don't know which one's there. These really, were she was in.
It was great.
But actually, when you're talking about that, just... and this weekend may be short notice, but we'll bring it up consistently. June 14th will be the last one, which is the African Queen that Kate also spoke about. So you have one this weekend,
yes.
and then you have the,
right,
next, the last one coming up.
And they're all great. So, you know, whatever you can make it to is just definitely worth it.
And it goes to benefit the radio station,
that's
too.
What, and that's what, you know, and I'm yeah. glad you said that, because that's, you know, really what's amazing is that all those the proceeds go to helping that out. So it's definitely great. And then on other events we have, on Wednesday, May 20th, there's going to be a Keeping Food Safe community education chat at Magnolia Gardens. And these are a series that have been going on. And they're amazing. They really are. They're very informative, filled with our golden nuggets that we love to talk about all the time. It's presented by the Cornell Cooperative Extension from Nassau County. And they're just going to, they sit with you and they explain, you know, how to keep your food safe, you know, temperature and all these things that, you know, it's just that are, so you don't know what to do, you know, how long to cook things. It's really the shelf life of things. So I definitely recommend everyone to go there. And that's at Magnolia Gardens
just
on Wednesday, May 20th.
I want to stress that one only from the point of view, especially for seniors trying to watch money. You wind up going to Costco, places like that, which are tremendous. But then it never fails that a percentage of that is thrown away.
I know.
So did they save money or they didn't? So you go to something like this and learn the best way to save it. Then you get the bang for the buck.
Yeah, because it's really, it's,
I can put it away some.
Break it down for you. You know, and like I said, you actually walk away with some concrete. I love that when you go to something and you're actually walking away with some concrete tips and knowledge. So that's May 20th from 10:30 to 11:30 at Magnolia
Gardens.
That's
a good subject for another show sometime.
What's
that? Shopping, dinners, whatever, for one or two people.
Right.
And how to manage food. No. So that you don't go to Costco, not knocking Costco.
Right, yeah, I understand, of course.
But you don't need to buy 400 lamb chops.
Right.
You know, unless you're going to Otto's reunion.
Yeah. They're going to be running those parking passes. You know.
You're looking for a piece of the action.
That's right.
You want a piece of me?
Yeah, call me directly, guys. But no, definitely, it's a great chat. So call 301 if you want to register for that. And then we're also going to have on Thursday, May 28th, there's a Project Safe, Seniors Against Financial Exploitation event. And that's going to be at the Hillside Library, which is on Lakeville Road in New Hyde Park from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And John, is there any...
Yeah, no, this we've been doing them around the town. It's tremendous. We have different people, somebody from the Attorney General's office or the DA's office, somebody from Medicare. We had Ann Margaret Carosa with the last one, which was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, the day before. Charlie Berman will be there. And there's so many different things that go on in the town alone where people are trying to scam things that basically Charlie says every time, we don't call you.
No.
When you're getting a call saying it's the town of North Hempstead, we need your Social Security number, there's something wrong with your taxes, we don't call you. We Charlie's office doesn't call you.
What I think is great, too, about the Project Safe is, you know, it's the society, you know, especially it's there's so many aspects to these scams.
Oh.
So it comes from all different directions. So these, you know, you get a great mix of people all the time, you know, professionals who can talk from their expertise, their angle of how to protect yourself, which I think is, you know, is remarkable. I definitely walk away with tons of
I agree. Actually, we're going to a break. So I do have a quick story when I come back from the Port Washington Advisory Group. I'm going to share that one. But right now, you're listening to 88.1 FM Senior Talk Radio on WCWP. We'll be right back.